Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. Woo! How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
All right. What's new with me? What's new with me? God, you guys always want to know what's new with me. Just kidding. Well... Did we go on a rant last week, let me tell you.
So much so that we didn't even do the topic.
I know, man. You got me heated last week, team. I was so heated. Yeah, I hope we can all come together in the name of giggles at the end of the day.
Someone had written, like, it makes me laugh because this isn't a documentary. You're right, it's not. And and neither is Love Island. And speaking of Squid Game, I just started the newest season.
Oh, yeah.
And it is true. Y'all are the VIPs watching in that little glass window.
Told you.
That's how, when you guys get mad at our takes off what I see on TikTok, which is so funny because that's how everyone forms their opinions.
Yeah.
About a show that no one really gives a fuck about.
Well, none of you are going to care in a couple weeks. Like, it's funny how no one's going to give a fuck in September. Like,
it's literally about to be done.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, none of you guys are going to care anymore in a couple weeks. So it's really
happy to report that we did get Austin out of that fucking villa.
Oh, nice.
That's all that matters.
Nice.
Now, I don't care what happens to the rest of the show.
All right. Well, good work, team. Back to your stations. That's how I feel. Also, speaking of, but not really, I was like arguing with someone in the comments last week's episode because this person was saying that I was clearly very annoyed with Dayson and then was being really fucking mean to you.
Well, let me speak to that. Because I'm Drew's sister, and I've known Drew longer than everyone.
The victim in question.
Yeah. I was the one being attacked, yeah.
Right.
I'm Drew's sister, so I've known Drew longer than everyone that watches this fucking podcast. And I can tell you, I know when she's annoyed with me. And that was not the case. It's because, and you know, who was I telling... I was recapping that exact thing that I was recapping to.
Yeah.
I was recapping it to someone, I forget, and they were getting confused on who I was talking about. And see, I'm even forgetting who I was telling. And I don't blame you. It's because all the names start to sound the same because these are all... Oh, my therapist.
Oh,
I was telling my therapist, yes. Right. He's a gay Latino man. He's not going to watch it. And that's also okay. And so I was recapping it to him and talking to him about it. And because there are things in it that I felt applied to me. And I told him it was weird watching someone else go through something that I felt I had, you know, experienced similar things within in my life. And then he was saying, wait, who's that? And then I was like, oh, like, it's not even... And even then, like, I knew when I was telling Drew, it was she's just trying to understand what I'm talking about, who I'm talking about. And even if I did show pictures, it wouldn't help. And so if I got mad at her when I'm telling her that story, I would sound like the person who was like, why do you guys half watch things and give your full opinion on it?
Well, and also, like, does it matter if I chime in and tell you you're wrong? I wasn't annoyed.
Well, someone,
like, no, that's all right. I said initially.
Someone commented and said, it's so funny because I was kind of like, damn, Drew, let Dayson finish. But then by the time Dayson finished, even I didn't know what she was talking about.
And so, like, what I want to remind all of you of is the fact that, first of all, it's never that serious.
What?
If it ever did get that serious, this is me promising you, pinky promising you right now, it would never make it into the
No,
edit.
I know.
Like, can I tell you something? If we actually were getting annoyed at each other,
we're fighting,
which we have before when we filmed, you guys would never fucking see it.
Yeah.
You would never see it because we would never keep it in there. So maybe let's all think back to that. Now, if Drew was actively annoyed, why would they keep 28 minutes of it in there? Why would we fucking do that? Like, and then on top of that, cherry on top, I respond to you personally and say, you're wrong. That's not true. And it's weird to write shit like this about people you don't know.
Which is funny because that was the whole point of the last half of the episode.
Irony is so insanely specific that it makes me sick to my stomach.
It's like, so silly.
I just think like you're wrong because I'm telling you you're wrong. But just in case you don't believe me, the person you're accusing of feelings that are not true, why don't you think about the fact that they kept the whole thing in there?
Or even,
if she was, would she keep it? Probably not.
But even then, if I'm telling you I wasn't annoyed, and then they're going, yes, you were. Okay. Yeah. So, and that's why I made the joke at the end of the episode or near the end of the last week's episode where I was saying that like some y'all will watch like a 10-second interaction and build an insane amount of world building around it.
Like lore beyond anyone's wildest dreams. Said,
it could be a video of Drew like doing a TikTok dance and pointing above herself and going, and it's like, who needs sisters when I have my friends? And then a T channel, which is what you sound like when you make up your own narrative, will be like, this is why Drew hates Dayson. What are we talking about, team?
Well, and also like, yeah, can I tell you this? When you just said you're annoyed and then you say, no, I'm not. And they're like, yes, you are. Right. That's the shit that made me take my break. I'm so dead ass. Like that right there, that is a perfect fucking example of how it feels to be a public person, especially on TikTok. It feels like I'm in the zoo and everybody is looking at me in the zoo, and then they're all telling me, look at you in this fucking zoo. And they're like, you're so happy in that fucking zoo. And I'm like, I'm actually not that happy. And they're like, yes, you are. All right. Well, then why'd you ask me? Like, I guess you don't really need me for this conversation then, right?
Drew looks annoyed by Dayson here. Oh, I wasn't annoyed. Yes, you were.
So it's just like, that's
what, and then they go, you're like, well, I wasn't. They go, well, that's what it looked like. Okay, and that's what I'm telling you.
Well, and this is also like,
it's so silly.
This is like a sisters, not twins situation. When they say things like, oh, you talk too much. I'm like, it's my podcast, but okay. First of all, but second of all, when I get stuff like that, it's literally, which mind you, like I do let them talk. It's just, I also talk a lot because it's a conversation, not an interview. It's a conversation. Interview questions are a part of the conversation, but it's not an interview, if that makes sense. But I sometimes think it, we've talked about it before. I think like, do you not have any friends? Or like siblings or cousins or like people that are your equal, right? In terms of level, like your friends, you operate in the same level of life. You're going through the same things at the same time. You guys don't have conversation where you're like kind of talking to each other, talking over each other.
I'm thinking
like, you know what I'm saying? It's like human conversation.
In my tiny little brain, I would think that people that are saying that to you are not watching your podcast for you. They're watching it like it's like a
for
fan.
The guest. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you have like Chapel.
Yeah, it happened with Chapel. I said the same thing. I'm like, I'm so sorry if you came to my thing thinking only she was going to talk. You should find her on something else.
Yeah.
You should seek her. She has hundreds of thousands of interviews. Mm-hmm. I'd watch another one.
Yeah.
I'd watch her with Zane Lowe if you really want to get that vibe. Okay. Watch her with, those are great ones.
Has she worked with him before?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, the giver.
They drove in the car, I think.
Yes. Oh, yes. I loved that interview. Yeah. I remember watching clips of it. Okay, and, I'm locked in. Yeah.
And they did a sit down one, I think, in the mics, but. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like it's the same thing with us. Like when people comment, first of all, you do not know us. I can't stress that enough. You don't know us or our personal relationship. Like you see what you see because we want to show this to you. But there are many layers to our sisterhood and our friendship that you don't see because it's none of your business. That being said, sisters talk to each other how sisters talk to each other. Like I don't know how else to describe that to you. It's almost like you only get it if you get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I can't explain how that vibe feels, but it's not a like, okay, you talk for 2 minutes and then I talk for 2 minutes and then you talk for 2 minutes. Like, that's not human. Like, I feel like you guys are so, I don't know. Maybe there's a larger conversation about technology and all that, like kind of making human conversation perverse. But like, that's how natural human conversation flows. I feel like that's how you talk to everybody. So like when people add these weird narratives, it makes me so uncomfortable. And like that's what made me want to take my break, because I'm like, you guys are now like building storylines and made up stories about things you don't know anything about. And then it starts to make you feel so far away from yourself. Like you start to feel like people are talking about you as if you're not a real person, and it's awful. That's just a very, that got serious. But all that to say, you were fucking wrong. I wasn't annoyed. And if we ever do fight, you'll never see it, because we won't keep it in the, because we'd be insane to keep that in the episode.
I did finish. I'm like, we'll talk about the queer ultimatum again, so we can, you guys can watch me and your fight again right now. Now, right now we're going to fight.
I'm going to get annoyed starting now.
Full fight, full bush right now.
Full annoyed.
Full annoyed. 1080p. HD. I did watch the rest of the queer ultimatum. I watched the reunion.
I thought it was over.
What do you mean?
Oh, it is over.
They only put out like 7 episodes and they put out the last 3. So by the time we had filmed the last episode, they hadn't put out the rest of them. So by now, I have seen all of them. Yeah.
That's a weird rollout.
I thought it would be like one at a time.
What a strange rollout.
The first
rollout.
3, then they do one. I don't know.
Interesting.
It also came out at the very end of Pride Month. And I feel like the last time it came out was at the beginning. And then I had all month to be a freak about it. But I can't be a freak anymore because it's July. So we're not allowed to be gay anymore. But I did watch the reunion. I thought that I echo the same thoughts that everyone's kind of having about it. Like some of them are being meaner than others. I didn't understand why they didn't grill Dana and Megan more. What's it called? Also, I don't think we need to be commenting on what people look like on the show. I don't ever do that. And I think it's so weird. Even if they're people you don't like on the show. So when we're talking about like Tom Sandoval, we never once talked about what he looks like. Because I don't care.
And if you guys knew what joke I made, you would laugh.
You would laugh. Because it wasn't mean. It was funny.
It would be mean depending on who you asked.
I didn't think it was mean.
I think if you asked someone else, it might be mean. But I think if you asked most people.
Did Alex agree with what you said, though?
She texted me and said, I have to know who you were comparing him to.
You.
And then I texted to her, and then she sent me a whole bunch of ha-has. And I said, am I wrong?
Well, yeah.
And she was like, no, it's honestly so true. Mm-hmm. Like, she agreed with me.
That's your so true the next time you go on the pod.
My so true.
Is that Tom Sandoval looks like, what's his face?
Sure. We'll see what happens.
But I did finish Queer Ultimatum. I'm making my way through season 4 of The Bear. It's the best show in the entire world. I fucking love it so much.
I haven't
much.
Watched it yet, team.
And then I took a pause on The Bear so I could finish the new season of Squid Game. And Carrie told me, she goes, every episode you think it can't get worse and it always does.
That's how I felt watching Breaking Bad. That's why I did like Doubt after
Anarchy.
Season 1.
Yeah, shows like that. I felt like that. But what's it called? So I'm watching Squid Game right now. I feel like I just finished watching something else too. I can't remember. That's where I'm at right now with TV.
Nice. I'm nowhere new, obviously. Also, kind of a book club update. I did start reading. I already know I said I was gonna start When the Moon Hatched. I did start it.
Everyone
like, for
has said that they hated it.
Okay.
All the comments have said, don't read it, don't read it. I've seen that 100 times.
Can I say this? I paused it and I've never stopped this soon. Like I think I'm at like 18 or 20%. Like I'm not even that far in. I stopped it because this is what it sounds like.
I saw comments that, and I finished it and I hated it.
Really?
Yeah. So,
oh my God. So like, some people were saying they really liked
not
it.
Not our follower. No, there was not one comment that said,
no,
oh,
I meant
man,
on
Drew.
My Instagram.
I'm talking about in our comments of our podcast. All of them had said, do not read that. It's horrible.
Okay. Can I? Okay.
It's boring. It's not worth
wait,
it.
Wait, can you tell? Let me know if they said this or y'all can just validate me again in the comments. But like, this is how it felt reading it. I felt like, and okay, if I can gas myself a little bit, we all know my AP test scores. I'm a very fast reader and I can read it. I can read very big words and retain them quickly. And you know what I'm saying? Like I just, it's not hard to lose me with a very like wordy book. Like if it has a lot of like, it's kind of like Lord of the Rings or like Game of Thrones. Like if it's written in a way that is like kind of like you have to read a little bit slower, I can do it right pretty easily. This fucking book, it's bordering on Star Wars. Like it's, you know how Star Wars is like, everything is completely different. Like they have names for money, names for lamps, names for trees, like because it's like of a space alien kind of world.
Oh, it is?
No, I'm saying that's kind of how it feels because this book is written in a way that like I should like speak their language and I don't.
Oh, try to assume that you know everything.
Yeah, it really feels like I'm reading like Simlish sometimes. Like it's like I opened the door to the bleep blop, and then when I saw the Vanku, its eyes turned red slits. What are we talking about? Like, who is that? Like, is it a human? Like, is it a monster? Like,
and now I die.
Wait, and then they said, two Tepin coins for that little lady. And then I grab my Slooshmart and go and grab my dragon head. And you're like, what? Like, and then I'm like getting pissed off because I'm like, I'm not a dumb person. Like, I know I'm not stupid, but this book is making me feel stupid. Like, it's making me feel stupid in a way that is irritating me.
All right, friends, we're gonna take a quick little break, and this is with our friends at Honeylove. So today's episode is brought to you by Honeylove, the brand redefining modern shapewear with real comfort and serious support. And their newest innovation, Mesh Sculpt, is the ultimate summer shapewear. Usually lightweight shapewear doesn't offer much hold, and strong shapewear is very heavy, but Mesh Sculpt changes all of that. It's breathable and lightweight without sacrificing its power. It keeps you cool while still delivering the sculpted silhouette you want. Honeylove's targeted compression smooths and shapes exactly where you want it to and eases up where you don't. It works with your body, not against it. Plus, thanks to flexible boning on the sides, it stays in place. No rolling, no shifting, no awkward adjusting mid-conversation. With lingerie-inspired details, Honeylove pieces are meant to be seen. So whether you're dressing up for a night out or just feeling yourself in your go-to sundress, Honeylove has your back, your curves, and your comfort covered all season long. And here's the best part. For a limited time, you can save 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/2idiotgirls. Support the show and start your year off right by checking them out at honeylove.com/2idiotgirls. And Honeylove isn't just about shapewear, they also have unbelievably comfortable bras. Honeylove's best-selling crossover bra gives all the support of traditional bras without using any underwires. This is the one bra you'll actually enjoy wearing and you won't want to take it off. Treat yourself to the most comfortable shapewear on earth and save 20% off site-wide at honeylove.com/2idiotgirls. You can use our exclusive link to get 20% off at honeylove.com/2idiotgirls. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Experience the new standard in shapewear with Honeylove. Now back to the episode.
To the point where I had to stop because I was like, you are using these fake phony words about shit. I don't know what you're talking about. What the fuck is like they're I'm like Vukudoo coins. I'm like, what the hell is that? Yeah. They're like, I don't know. They're just, oh my God, the names. I wish I could like pull up some of the fucking words. Like they're just so nonsensical and it feels like I'm reading Star Wars. Like that's really what it feels like. You know, they're like Count Dooku. Like that's how it feels. And I was like, every word is Dooku.
Okay,
and
I'm like, Count Dooky.
And I'm like, and who the fuck is Dooku? Like who that, is that a person? Is that a thing? Like, and then I felt like, I think they introduced the love interest. I don't know yet because I haven't even fucking met him because that's how early on it is in the book. Mm. But like, I had to use the most aggressive context clues.
Oh, there's a glossary.
Oh, Jesus Christ. And where is it at?
Probably at the end of the book where glossaries go. Wait, open
the glossary so we, like, if there is a picture, please, so we can look at some of the words because I am just like, and also like, I get having a glossary, but like it can't be every other word. Like I'm not supposed to be translating
that's exhausting. I get that.
It's like Dothraki. Like that's how it feels. Like it's a, like there's a whole episode of The Office where Erin wants to learn another language, and then Dwight convinces her to learn Dothraki. So that's what he teaches her, mm-hmm. And then she's like dating someone mean, and then they go like, and that's a made up language, by the way. And it's like just to hurt her feelings because aww, she was spending all day learning it. But like, that's really how it feels. Like, that's how everyone's. Okay,
there's an index at the beginning and it has an extensive glossary.
Yeah, no shit. And they're just like the most nonsensical words. And it's like
maybe it's just different taste. You know what I mean? Like maybe some people enjoy things like
maybe
that.
But that's why I'm feeling I feel like a big Count Dooku reading that
you're
shit.
You're a
like,
Dooku head. I'm
a big Dooku head.
I'm on a Reddit thread and someone wrote this long thing saying, you know, the best part about this is that because a lot of modern, especially romantic fantasy, is very simplistically built and light on the world building. It also tends to hold readers' hands every time new concept or place is introduced. You get a new word and it's immediately followed by an explanation. Sometimes the same thing gets explained multiple times throughout the book just to make sure you understand it. And I think that's weird because most of romanticy is from the first POV. It isn't a narrator explaining stuff to the reader. It's characters explaining stuff to themselves. And that's just an awful way to world build. So some people enjoy it. So maybe you would like learning about Dookie coins and stuff like that.
Well, it's just like, and you know what? Like
I was just as confused at the end as I was in the beginning.
Yeah. And that's why I pulled out the garage. I'm so glad I peeped it, because I literally, I'm not kidding, I stopped a couple days ago and I told Billy, I go, I can't read that one anymore. And he's like, why? And I go, it makes me feel like Count Dooku head. Like, I just feel like a big dumbass.
I got about 16% of the way in and I decided that life is too short and my TBR is too long.
Me.
And they wrote DNF.
Me. That's literally where I'm at. And I'm honestly bummed because I really liked the synopsis.
Oh, the Kindle version has the glossary at the end, which I didn't discover until I finished the book.
Yeah, you lost me.
This person wrote, I was out here taking notes.
That's why it's just so much. And it's like every other word. It's not like, you know, they traveled to, they boarded the I don't even know. Like when you say, like, I'm trying to make up fucking words and I just keep thinking of real words because I'm not a dumbass. Like, I can't make up words. It's like if you were to talk about a starfighter, right, in written word, and you call it a starfighter, you're like, okay, what's that? Like, they'd be like, they boarded the Starfire. And then you'll write it in a way that's like, you know, not every ship in the galaxy was as fast as the Starfire. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
When you write it that way, I don't think that's bad at all. Like, you do have to handhold to some extent in a book like that, because it's a book. Like, there's no pictures. So I have to paint you the picture. You know what I'm saying?
On the Reddit thread, it says, why are we respelling words and giving them the same meaning? There's no reason the glossary had to be that long. And they spelled grandpa with an H at the end. Like, your grandpa?
Yeah. Dog. And then I was like, I for real thought at one point it was aliens, but then they still talk about dragons. So then I'm like, yeah. Wait, what?
Someone
like,
said, insane that the glossary was so long and yet the terms and creatures were given such sparse descriptions in the story. It's not like this book was trying to be efficient with the word count.
That's how it felt too, because it's like, it feels like there's these really in like deeply rooted lore with like the dragons and you get very little about that.
And they spelled day, D-A-E, like the day.
Yes.
That's so...
Dog, I was like, what? Like, I for real was like, I'm confused.
Yeah,
like,
this person, day was fine, but the fact that they called night slumber was driving me up a wall. Last slumber? You mean last night? What do you say?
We can't replace one and not the other.
Yeah.
Should we rise then? Rise and slumber.
Someone wrote, I can't like this book because I love to bleed a crystal bloom. You guys just make up words. That's not a book. Is it? Or is that on your...
To bleed a crystal bloom? I don't even know what the hell that is. That feels like I just conjured something.
Conjured. That feels like I just conjured something.
My point being, I had to DNF also. I just, like, I can't do it anymore. Like, I just felt like it felt silly. At some point, I'm like, I'm feeling fucking silly and I don't like it. Like, sure. I'm over the shit. So I have, you know, DNF'd for now. If you like it, I'm happy for you.
What are you going back to?
I don't have another one, so I went and looked in my library, and a lot of people have been telling me to read Fourth Wing. I already told y'all, I jumped around. I have seen Greener Pastures. Don't know if I'll go back to Fourth Wing and, like, read it for real. I don't know if I will, but I will let you know. I do think Fourth Wing, though, I will say, I do think the lore is really cool. Like, the storyline and the world it's put in and shit, like, that shit's cool. I'm rocking with that, but it's like Metal Slinger or something like that. I've started that one. And yeah, I'll keep you guys updated. But I did drop a huge hint on my Instagram for those that didn't stick to the very end of last week's episode about what I may or may not be working on in relation to what we were just talking about. That's all we have so far for you. Anywho, I'm just really excited on what I'm working on. And I will keep you guys updated on book club. Also, so many of you have been telling me recently that they read the Viking books and love them. And then also that they're reading Phantasma because I recommended that one and they love that one too.
Isn't there a sequel or is it not out yet?
Yeah, there's Phantasma and Enchantra.
Oh, you read both already?
I sure did.
Oh, okay.
And they were fucking awesome. Also, I don't know if I mentioned this when
Is the Quicksilver sequel out yet?
No, that comes out in November. I already pre-ordered it. Okay. So I will let you trust me when I say...
Why don't you read To Bleed a Crystal Moon?
To Bleed a Crystal Bloom. Moon. A blue. Has the girl had her crystal moon?
Sarah Parker. Why does that author sound familiar? Did she write other books? She wrote When the Moon Hatched.
Oh.
And she wrote To Bleed a Crystal
Moon. Oh, blue. Okay.
Yeah. This one's not out yet, but it's coming on 2026, and it's called The Ballad of Falling Dragons. She's really good at title names.
Title names are sick.
Look at this one's called To Snap a Silver Stem, To Flame a Wild Flower.
What the hell?
Whoa!
A portal just opened somewhere, like Doctor Strange.
Yeah, but it's in my butthole. It's in my crystal bloom.
It's in Joe's bloom.
I'm opening my crystal bloom. I hope it's not in Joe's bloom.
Joe mama. What are we fucking talking about?
Crystal bloom.
No, Phantasma and Enchantra were tea, bitch. Yes. Those ones are fucking awesome. And I don't know if I mentioned this when I had originally talked about finishing those two, but the end of Enchantra, at the end of Enchantra, like, if something didn't happen, I swear to God, I was going to throw my Kindle in the ocean. I was like, you better fix this right now or so help me God. And then it ended exactly the way I wanted it to. And I was very happy about that.
Is there another one coming out or is there only two?
I think it's only two. But no, actually, the second one did kind of end like they had a much bigger, we got bigger problems now. Like one of those.
He's right behind me.
Yeah, like the end of the Avengers, you know, when they're like, everyone's slow looking to the camera because someone's coming through a portal or some shit like that. You're I think they're going to come up. You're a crystal bloom. Anyways, that's book club updates. Any other updates on anything else?
Oh, here's the last one I will say. I did watch The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives reunion.
Whoa.
Man, there's so many things happening. Everyone's like, what's your opinion? Number one, I don't care about any of those women. That I cannot emphasize that enough.
Right.
There were a couple times where I cried, and it's when people were talking about trauma. That made me sad. In the middle of that, a plumber came to my house to fix my garbage disposal, and that was a lot going on.
Nice. Happy for you.
And that's the end of my story.
I'm trying to think if there's any other updates I have.
Oh, I will say this, because I think by the time this comes out, I don't even know if we'll talk about it, but we are going to be vlogging. We're going on vacation for our brother's birthday. So
for Donovan's 21st birthday.
Yeah, we won't tell you guys where we're going. I mean, you'll see pictures and stuff when we're there, but on Instagram, but we will be vlogging it for the Patreon. I'm really excited about it.
Yes. And you can use that clip as accountability, Alex.
Because I know I said I was going to vlog Hawaii and I stopped on day 3. So that is my fault. Sorry.
So feel free to use that.
I don't have any other updates, you?
No, I was trying to think if I've like done anything else new. Oh yeah, I have a book update for you. My book is coming out, my book Loud, Accept Nothing Less Than the Life You Deserve, is coming out in paperback. On paperback? In paperback?
Yes.
Whatever. It's coming out in a paperback version August 26th. A lot of you really, really love paperbacks, so I'm excited for y'all to have that. Also, this version of Loud has another chapter. They're calling it a foreword, but it's a chapter, essentially.
A bonus guy, yeah.
It's just a bonus chapter at the end of it. And it's about all of you. So obviously I wrote it, me, your girl, and I hope y'all enjoy it. So yeah, for those of you that were asking about a paperback, you can finally have the paperback. Also, the paperback version in audio will also have the extra chapter. So the bonus chapter I actually just recorded for all of you guys. And it took me, count it, 20 minutes.
I am Oh, dude, it says New York Times bestseller on the cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, I'm pre-ordering mine now. What the heck? Yeah, it comes out August 26th. Did you say that?
Yeah.
I'm just reiterating because I went on the Google and I found it.
And it has, like, with a new foreword.
Oh, it says afterword, bud.
Or afterword. Sorry, I keep saying forward. Oop. It's afterword because it's at the end. Hello?
Afterwards.
Don't count that. Against me as an author.
Cut. Okay. But make sure you guys go get it. I'm going to buy one.
Excited. It has an extra chapter, an extra little something in there for y'all. And I did audio record it. And my producer that helped me audio record it said, wow, that was the cleanest read I've ever done. And I said, period.
Because I'm in 20 minutes.
Because I am a Virgo. And that strokes my ego.
Yes.
Stuff like that means a lot to me as a Virgo. So, anywho, I'm excited for y'all to have it. Let me know what you think when you get it, if you'd like. But yeah, I think that's all my updates.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to go into this week's topic, which we're doing part 2 of recession indicators.
Yes.
Drew's book coming out in paperback is a recession indicator to me. Just kidding.
For all of us.
Yeah. this first one's from Piper. She said, people going bald.
Is that a recession indicator? I felt like when you look at those old videos from like 90s people like in the club, I felt like hairlines were strong. Those are recessions.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
In 2008, yeah.
Going bald, maybe I'll elevate it. I'll see you're bald and I'll raise you a couple chips. What if it's refusing to go bald is a recession indicator?
That's a good one. Like they won't let it go.
Yeah. Like they, or they're like, everyone's going to fucking Turkey.
I get that.
Everybody's going to Turkey and getting a fresh
sod.
They think
we don't know.
It's like, that's why my question is like, why is it always so dark? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It's the darkest hair you've ever seen in your life. And it's so unnatural. Like
I don't really see, I don't even need to see your scalp red and itchy when you get it. I know, when it's fully healed a year out, I know you got it.
Well, it's just like, it's so dark, dude. Like, it's Astro Boy's hairline.
There was
dark.
A movie we watched recently that we have never talked about.
Right.
And you said, someone went to Turkey. And I
said,
laughed.
Ooh, someone went to Turkey. When I saw him come on screen. And it's true.
It's true.
And it's obvious. Mm-hmm. Obvious to me, maybe not to them. And that's all that matters. It's kind of like Santa Claus. You know what I mean? It is Santa Claus real? Sure. It really depends on who you ask.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's like, my thing is, why is it a 001 jet black? Like, why every time? Like, is there no leeway? Like, can we make it a 002? Like, you know what I'm saying? Sure. Like, or 1B, like, let's give it, like, a dark chestnut brown. Like, why is it jet black?
Yeah, it looks like Astro Boy's hair.
Yes, it's, like, and it's just so, it's so, like, it's the same thing with, like, you can always tell when a man's jewelry is performative. I can always tell when your hairline is
and
performative.
You can always tell when their mustache is slutty.
Yeah, whore. And some of you were owning up to it in the comments of the last video. I knew it.
I'm too gay to know what that means. That's why I didn't know.
I'm not saying I'm always right. It's just like most of the time. You know what I mean? But yeah, I would say refusing to go bald is a recession indicator.
Sure.
I feel like, and I'll amend what I said earlier. I feel like refusing to go bald is a recession indicator because you're like, I don't know, if you just like are clinging to control over something. I think embracing going bald is like when, you know, like the Vin Diesels of the world are running the gamut.
Power bald.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like The Rock, like. Big power bald.
Speaking of being power bald, this next one's from Tiffany, and she said, full bush in a bikini.
Recession indicator indeed, I would say.
You think so?
Well, yeah. I mean, in a very literal sense, that joke could be like attributed to like not being able to afford to shave or anything.
Yeah.
Or just not giving a fuck anymore.
I don't really care about bushes and bikinis.
Yeah, I mean, it's I shouldn't even be looking at that part of you, if I'm being honest. That's rude. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm laughing because yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's so simple, isn't it? Like, yeah. If I'm not looking at your pussy, I'm not seeing the hair.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm not trying to look at your pussy, I'll never see your hair.
I
so
just
it's
think,
like,
don't men get to have full bushes in their bikinis?
Yeah, but like once again, like if I'm seeing it, I'm too close.
Yeah.
If I'm seeing it, I'm a pervert.
Yes.
I'm being perverted. So
if I'm making note of your bush in my head and we're not together.
Yeah. If I'm like analyzing the length of the hair growing off of your pubic bone, I have a problem and I need to relax. I need to go sit in the corner. I need to be locked up somewhere because I'm gross and weird. Like that's what I think that like, it's like, yeah, bush, no bush. Like, why am I looking?
Yeah.
I'm not. I actually, I'll never know if you have a bush because I'm not looking at that. Because
no.
I'm not a creepy, gross weirdo.
I don't body hair alone. I don't care.
I have too much shit going on. I
it's
can't.
Like when people
I
go,
just
like,
can't.
When they talk about how people have hair on their toes, I go, what are you doing?
Why are you looking at my feet
what
like
are you
that?
Doing?
You know, don't watch me do things. How's that? Quit looking at me. How's that? Have you thought about shutting your eyes or shutting the fuck
you're
up?
A freaky
like
you weirdo, bro.
Yeah, like it's that's what I'm saying. Like I'm analyzing the curl pattern of your pubic hair, and you have a problem, or do I? Which one of us do you think has the problem? Is it the person with the bush or the person who's analyzing my bush? Like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it really is that simple to me. Like, I've never noticed when women have a bush because I don't fucking look at that. No. Like, because I'm not objectifying and oogling them. Like, has anyone ever thought about trying that? Mm-hmm. How about we try averting our eyes because I'm not a fucking piece of shit guy? You know what I'm saying? Like, who gives a fuck? Who cares? Now, if you're asking me personally, I have to be bald from the neck down because I am akin to ingrowns. Because my hair is so goddamn fucking thick. And it's 001 jet black.
Same.
You could get a fresh hairline off the shit that grows off my pussy.
There was three Coachellas ago. I had one of the most insane ingrowns I've ever had in the fold between my thigh and my pubic bone that I was like, I can't go to Coachella with this. I can't. So now I have to be bald at all times. It
it's
hurts.
It's a safety issue for everyone involved.
Yeah.
It's a safety issue.
Anyone near me.
Trust me when I say the hairlines, like men would be so mad to know that not only do I have a great hairline, but so does my pussy bitch.
Yeah.
Like, better than them. Let me tell you something. Like, that's why I personally have to adhere to that lifestyle, just for general comfort and safety. But if you don't care, I don't care, because I never care, because I don't give a fuck, because I actually have a job and I have things to do. You know what I mean? When people give a fuck about body hair, I'm like, oh my God, you have nobody in your life that loves you and you're the worst. That's all that's going on my head in a loop. Like, every time, oh my God. I'm just thinking about all the time I've seen TikToks of people being like, if you grow your hair, did you see that thing about the princess treatment lady?
Yes. It's rage bait.
I don't think it's rage bait at all. I think she really thought she was laying down some bars. But I think everyone's also giving her too much credit, yes, because clearly she's a Mormon. So, like, bad Mormon, because I could see her shoulders the whole video if we're really going to go there. But you know what I mean? I don't want to talk shit on your friend, though. Joseph Smith.
That's her cousin.
But I saw the video because I kept getting tagged in the shit like a million times, obviously. But I mostly saw videos on my For You page of people fucking her up for it. But I went and watched it, and I was like, Billy said he had seen people fucking her up too. And then I was saying certain things from that video, and he goes, yeah, that would be nuts if she said that. And I go, no, that is what she said.
Like, what?
When she was saying that.
It was like to be subservient to her husband, right?
Yes, but
speaking of that really fast, remember the song Cater to You by One Destiny's Child?
Yeah, of course I do.
I love that song. Someone people love that song.
That's true.
I was listening to it the other day when I was driving, and I'm not doing all that in that song.
No, never. Every time I sing that, I'm the biggest liar in the world. I when I sing that, that is purely for the bit and nothing more.
I'm not
like
untying your shoelaces and taking
I've never related less to a piece of media. I'll be so honest with you. And I am the
harmonies in that song are so good.
No, it's just an unbelievable piece of art.
Yeah.
That I think is the biggest fallacy and the biggest joke. When I'm singing it, I'm singing it ironically because it's me. But like, no, yeah, everything they're talking about, I'm like, no. It's just like when that trend on TikTok when they were playing that 50 Cent song, or was it 50 Cent song? I forget. It was one where he's saying like, if I went away for a million years, would you still love me? And the girls are like, like, yeah, it's like, you're crazy, you're nuts. I'm not doing any of that.
I was telling someone that I want to film that trend with Billy where it's like my brother-in-law when I'm in a fight and, you know, he's yelling at me and telling me what to do.
Oh yeah, and you switch clothes.
He's wearing my outfit.
He would do that for you. He wanted him to.
So funny. Sorry. Okay. So the princess treatment lady. What was?
It was mostly that. I know a lot of people were really pissed off about how she was talking about speaking to wait staff, but I was like, I mean, I feel like there's a much bigger issue at play.
Yeah,
but
like she doesn't speak to them. Her husband does it, right?
Yeah, and it's like she was like, it's not to be rude. It's just like you want him to be dominant, and I'm like, there is so much to unpack here. I don't even know where to start. Like it's like, should I start on that side or should I start? Or I'll just pick a spot. Like sure. That's kind of how I felt watching it. But it was more so when she was saying that stuff, and then she was saying like, you know, I always defer to him. I always like, you know, make him like talk to people. I always, because I want him to feel masculine. Like I let him choose my food. I let him do this. I let him do that. I let him do that. Whatever. And then she was saying like,
how is that princess treatment for her though?
That's how you get princess treatment, is by doing that for him all the time.
Well, you need to stay in your feminine energy.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same okay. fucking shit. And it's like when she was saying like, I never laugh out loud, like in restaurants, like I'll like calmly giggle to myself. And I was like, oh. And like they'd already have shot me dead. You know what I mean? Like just that one off the board. Damn, oh God. I'm dead. I'm donezo. Mm-hmm. It was like I'm never loud. I never raise my voice. I never even speak that loudly. I always am like, she said, if you think about it, the most elegant women in history, the only women who have been classiest have been women who speak quietly. Always. It was like shit like that where I was like, that's the kind of like, ugh, it's got that little like sense of chill down my spine. Mm-hmm. Because I can tell that she means that, whether by brainwashing or choice at this point, like she believes that is true. Mm-hmm. And it's, oh my God, it's so fucking tragic. Mm-hmm. Like, and then I just, you look at like the other content she's posted and I'm like, your life is so like void of like warmth and like energy. It's just so damp and like cold and fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like I saw some people saying like, oh, it's like kink play at that point, but I was like,
in what way?
Like oh, you just want to be in a dominant submissive relationship, right?
That's not at all.
And that's what I said that's a dangerous comparison. Yeah. Because people who enter into consensual relations, sexual relationships like that, should not be aligned with people who are adhering to bigoted ideology and abuse. Yeah. Like we should not be conflating those two things. Not only that, but if that was a dom kink thing, it wouldn't be anti-feminist because she would be consenting to it in a way that they both have consented to it. Like that's why I'm like, I think that's a dangerous game to play when you align it with things like that, because too often that's associated with marginalized people and what people deem to be kinky or sexual or sensual or whatever, right? Provocative in any way. But I was just like watching it and I saw her other content. And I was like, bro, your life sucks, man. Like, and I mean that in a very literal way. Like it's just so draining to look at, and it's just so, it feels like when like cartoons have no color and then they like someone like touches something and all the color lights up. Like that's like having women in your life and love. Sure. And warmth. It's so void. I was like, ugh.
I feel sorry for people like that.
Yeah, I just feel sorry for people like that, bro. Like I'm not adhering or amplifying anything they're fucking saying though. Like that's why everyone should have the right to criticize it. It's more so like, I don't know, man. That's terrible. Trad wives, you'll never get me. Talk about fucking propaganda I'm not falling for. Is trad wife shit?
Nothing about that looks fun to me.
Fuck no. And that's what we talked about too. I'm like, what? I got to put my yeast. I got to grow yeast. I have to wear gingham all the time.
I'm feeding my sourdough starter, then getting my kids with checking on the chickens. And you know what I get to do? I get to smoke weed and do whatever I want all day.
Oh my God, bro. Like that's like, yeah, like that looks so great. But like I'm laying in the AC and like I'm ordering DoorDash and I'm playing video games for 12 hours.
I've eaten like Jersey Mike's 3 days in a row.
Yeah, I'm literally laying horizontal and I'm reading smutty books on my fucking Kindle,
and
bitch.
Ripping my fucking pen.
And ripping my pen till my eyes roll into the back of my head.
Oh
like,
my God, you guys, I greened out so bad the other day. That felt like the first time I ever greened out. It was horrible.
I told you sativa's the devil.
It was sativa. That was my fault. And it was off of Jay, which I haven't done in a really, like a lot of in a while.
Yeah.
Because you guys know I'll buy them and then hit it twice, put it out, and then smoke it every day for the next
she's rationing. 2 weeks.
And then it just tastes like ash and shit. But that's what I'm doing. I'm not raising children or doing any of the things
which, like if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. Yeah. But that trad wife shit becoming like a trend and like people being like, oh, I aspire to this. Fuck you, bitch. I have to get up before the sun so I can let out the chickens and the goats and all that shit. Fuck you, dude. I'm not doing that.
When do they have time to like poop or anything?
I mean, I'm sure they do. And that's the thing. It's like, I know it's so hard. It's so fucking hard to run a farm, to be a mom, to raise a family, to be a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
All of those things are so incredibly fucking hard. I cannot imagine having to like literally wear off the shoulder House of CB dresses at the same time. I cannot imagine having to use a Rode lip stain, like make sure that I am literally like
glammed
and my hair's blown out with my Dyson and I have my like gingham off the shoulder Love Shack fancy top. Mm-hmm. and I'm picking cucumbers with all my little girls who are in matching gingham tops. Like I can't imagine what it takes to do all of that and also be a stay-at-home mom.
I'm like pretty like on the fence about having kids, but if one of them throws up in front of me, what am I supposed to do?
What am I supposed to do? That's it.
I'm Call scared. It.
Well, I I'm think you scared. Know your answer then. I think you know your answer.
Like, if I have kids, none of them are allowed to throw up because I'm
scared.
Do you
want to know something so funny? When I was like so high the other day, and I was looking at, I got a comment on one of my videos with Billy, and it was a really nice comment, and on a nice video. And everybody knows this. I don't want kids. I've never wanted kids. I never will want kids.
No, you have two already.
Me and Billy are both on the exact same page. Always have been. Always will be.
Your cuck boyfriend.
Yeah, my boyfriend's such a cuck because I don't want kids. Like, how does that? It's all right.
Okay.
That's all right. And what, you know what's ironic is men who write shit like that would die to be in a cuck chair.
I know.
In my room.
Yeah.
You would kill for that
you
spot.
You have two cuck chairs in your room if you think about it.
Right, I do. And you
oh, sorry,
die.
One's a bench.
I have a cuck bench.
Yeah, cuck and bench, a cuck
chair.
Accent chair.
Yeah. So. Wait, what was I saying before that?
Those men would love to be cucks.
No, before that.
The nice comment.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. So the nice comment I got was like, I know you don't want kids. Which I appreciate when people acknowledge that in comments to me. And she said, but I just imagined you having a girl that looks like Billy. And it made me cry. Like, it literally made me cry because that would be so beautiful. But I don't want fucking kids. But in another, like, if someone did like a fan art of that shit, like, that would be so cute. Like, I look at it the same way I look at cartoons of the fucking fairy smut books that I see all the goddamn time now. Like, I think of them like that. And I'm like, in another universe, like, that shit is so cute. Not for fucking me. But, like, my point being, like, I can have, like, a lot of empathy and warmth for that kind of life and still be so turned off by the idea of it happening
also
to me.
Not,
this no, is of not it even, happening to yeah. me, no, like, that being yeah. my life.
I'm saying I would never judge people who want to do that. I love that.
No, I think that people who do the complete opposite of me are stronger than me, braver than me, you're smarter than me. I really fucking believe that. I genuinely do, because I could fucking never. And
what
that's why
that?
I think they're better than me. What is what? Oh, that's my lash from last time.
Oh, okay.
That was when I was doing the hit, like when I was like Super Saiyan jumping off the top rope.
Dude, that part was so fucking funny.
Yeah, but a lot of y'all really liked the impression
the
I gave.
The pictures like killed it. Like, that you look just like him. Wait,
you're
them-
dominant, huh? Someone said when you said when she did the dominant bit, I couldn't stop laughing.
And they're going, what?
She's like, I was leading you to the thing. And he's like, nah, you're dominant, and you like you want to be dominated. I'm not someone who wants to be. Close your fucking mouth immediately. Close your mouth.
When you're close talking your to me, close your mouth.
Did you see that clip of Amaya? I know everybody loves Amaya on Love Island.
Papaya, yes.
Yeah. Did you see that clip of her talking to that dude with the microbang?
I told you it was British. Where she tells him, like, I don't think we like each other like that.
No, she said, you're actually a really big fucking weirdo, and I need you to never talk to me
ever
again.
Wait, I've seen that audio going around.
Yeah, and then she goes, shut the fuck up. She's so mean. And then he's like, oh, all right, all right. All right.
I'm thinking of something else.
His teeth, highlighter blue, by the way.
Why do they?
The veneers, they look like those high, they look like high beams. They look like the ones on the Ford F-150s, like those fucking bright ass fucking lights. Yeah, I don't know why they're that color. Not too sure. Not sure what that's about. I'm not sure what the tea on that is. But she's like, and you're actually a really big fucking weirdo. I need you to shut the fuck up. You know, you ever seen that meme when they're like, you could just tell when a man has never been told to shut the fuck up? That's me. I feel like a drug dog for that specifically. Like, I always know when there's a man that's never in his life been told to shut the fuck up. It's every single man I've ever tussled with on TikTok is that guy. Mm-hmm. But like in real life, I can just smell it on you.
Sure.
And it almost like makes me feel like I need to be the one to do it. So like it almost makes me want to start a fight with them so that I can do it.
Yeah, I don't even think you almost feel you do feel like that when you do meet people like that.
That's fair.
This next one's from Kayla. She said, my lazy ass selecting the pickup option on DoorDash. That's her recession indicator.
Oh, like you have to go get it?
Yeah.
Damn. That's real, honestly. Mm-hmm. I've had to do that before.
Same.
At that point, though, I was like, well, I'll just drive through then. Mm-hmm. When I was like to the point where I was doing that, I was like, I'm just going to drive through. At least I'll save some money.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll do that too.
That would make me get in my car.
I'm already out and about. I go, might as well.
Yeah, yeah, I might as well. The amount of times I would like look up my account and I would tell Billy, I'm like, oh my God, I can get us dinner tonight.
Dude, I, yeah, same.
And I was like, I get paid in a day and a half and yeah, I'll be able to,
it's
I'll
more
eat,
than enough.
I'll eat once tomorrow and then.
It'll be fine. It's actually, it'll be fine.
Oh man, I get it. That makes sense. But just make sure that it's equaling out in labor and cost if you're going to do pickup with DoorDash.
Yeah.
Just make sure, because at that point, you might want to drive through.
No, I was just showing someone that my sister showed me that extra $2.99 to make it come faster. When you showed that to me, it ruined my life 3 years ago. I go, well, it's just $3.
And over time, it is not just $3.
No, it always ends up being more and I still pick it. Especially when we're in New York, because I'm like, I'm not going to go find, I always get lost when I'm there.
I don't even, it's express every time for me. Every time.
I feel that. This one's from, is it Yahara? I'm really sorry if I mispronounced her name, but she said Fifth Harmony getting back together without Camila. Is that true?
I don't know.
Are there whispers of that happening?
I have no clue, maybe.
Something to think about.
Something to think about. That would be crazy, though.
Yeah.
That would be crazy.
Do you guys remember the song Angel by Fifth Harmony?
Yeah, of course.
Who said I was an angel? That's such a good song. I'm going to listen to that as soon as I get in the car.
I loved the album. I remember the album with where they all have the hats on. I loved that album.
The cunty little fedoras they're all wearing?
No, they weren't fedoras. They were like sun hats.
I was calling them fedoras. They're too big, but they look like fedoras.
Yeah, they're like, and they're all like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That album.
Isn't it called like Reflections or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
I think so.
Don't worry. I'm pulling it up, girls.
That album bangs, dude. That one is so good. What is it called?
Oh, I have seen people dance. It is called Reflection.
There you
Reflections.
Go. I love I that think, album. Yeah. There's some all hits, no skips on that one, in my opinion.
I was going to say, I know Sledgehammer's on this one. I loved that song, but yeah. Worth It. I've seen people dancing to that song recently, and I forgot about
that.
Wait,
let me see. I need to look at the ones so I can, like, the names, because I'll remember.
Dang. Too bad we're not on a...
We Know and Going Nowhere, fucking period. I'm actually going to listen to that when I shower today.
I was going to say, I'm bummed we can't play the songs for you guys, because they will copyright us, but...
727 was good, too.
I liked this one, opinion. Too. Yeah. All in my head! I loved that one.
That was a great
I
song.
I loved that one.
That was a great song.
I love that song.
Hey, you know what? Maybe we need it. Maybe we do need
maybe
it.
Maybe that's what the country
maybe
needs.
Maybe that's what the country
and
needs.
And then their last one called Fifth Harmony. That one has Angel. Oh, my God.
That
dude.
Has the like Islander sounding one on it, too.
I forget.
The reggae one.
You know I don't know the names to anything.
He liked that, I think.
You want me to play it for 4 seconds?
Wait, hold on. Let me see. Yeah, I think it's He Like That.
If that's true, I'm excited.
Yeah, all love to them.
I will also note to you guys that rewatching Glee was probably our highest submitted response.
That's honestly tea and such a great recession yeah. indicator.
I've been thinking about it. I've been
I rewatch. I rewatched it a few years ago. It's just as good as it was the first time. Season one is not my fave. I kind of like season
you
two.
You kind of hate all of them.
Yeah,
in one.
Yeah. It felt like when you watch it now, and then you get to the really good seasons of Glee.
Yeah,
it's like it feels like they were still stumbling a little, like trying to find their footing as sure. to like what the show was going to be, who the main people were going to be, like what
I mean,
storylines were going
to
be.
The fact that show was on Fox is insane to think about. Now.
I know it's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
And it was so ahead of its time yeah. in so many ways, but
and so.
It's so terrible in so many ways. Like, that is true. But, like, the really good seasons of Glee, they hit so good, even now. And obviously the soundtracks go crazy. But, like, season two to, like, season, like, five, maybe six. Fire.
Two and three are the best ones.
It's just, like, yeah. well, even 3, 4, and 5, yeah. like, ooh, it was, like, so good. Like, that's how Vampire Diaries was for me. It's the same thing. Like, the beginning, you know what I mean?
And then dude, Drew sent
the
me
middle,
an edit. Drew sent me an edit to the song Thinking of You by Katy Perry, but it was her between, it was a Twilight edit.
Yeah.
And it was between her, Edward, and Jacob. I literally cried watching.
It was so good, wasn't it?
So good. Reposted it immediately. I was so high watching it that I cried.
Watching, thinking about Twilight a lot, it feels like a recession indicator,
no,
honestly.
I was going to say, vampire media was one of another top received response we got as well.
Yeah, one of the, oh, when I was talking about the Serpent Wings of the Night book, remember when I was saying how, like, the book was, like,
what
okay?
What book is that?
That was the book I said it was, like, it was all right.
Was it
like,
the pregnancy trope one?
No, that's the old one. But anyways.
That's when the bloom hatched in my butt.
You see? Yeah, I'm like, take these keepy coins. What are those? What are you talking about? Who is that? Who are you?
That's Count Dookie.
Yeah, who am I? Am I Count Dookie? Like, just don't piss me off, bro. Like, I'm getting fucking frazzled and I don't like it.
Wait, I want to gift them a present. Do your impression. So you did Jeremiah, because that is my favorite one.
Yeah.
So do Jeremiah one more time. This is Jeremiah from Love Island. For no reason at all. Okay. Now do Ace.
Oh, well, I don't think that one was as
wait,
good.
No, wait, okay, don't do Ace. Do Nick. No, Nick was the sound.
Well, he's, oh, no.
Yeah, Austin was the face.
No, Austin was the sound.
No, buddy, I edited it and I watched it like 4 times because I was dying. If you're in the Patreon, you're like, no.
Okay.
Nick was the, like.
You're probably right.
I said, can I pull you for a quick chat? And then Nick is that sound. She went fucking yeah.
Fucking yeah.
Everyone, did you see the clips of him slicking his hair to the side?
I know, I saw.
Don't ever do that again.
Yeah, I saw a TikTok of someone saying, don't ever do that to your hair again, all right? I'm not even going to ask. I'm telling you, don't ever do that ever again.
I watched this lady film her husband. He goes, I've never watched this show before. I'm hooked this season. Hey, Nick, don't ever wear your fucking hair like that ever again. So funny. So funny.
Yeah, okay. What were we saying before that? Oh, vampire. We were talking about vampire stuff. Yeah, vampire stuff resurfacing. Oh, anyways, what I was saying is the Serpent Wings of the Night, the chat knows what I'm talking about. I talked about reading that book and I said it was good. I said it was mid. That's what I said. Mm-hmm. But I said, someone asked me like recent books I read. That was one of them. When I was describing it, I said,
Serpent Knights of the Wing.
Yes, whatever. I don't even remember and I read the fucking book. I was like, it had vampires and shit in it. And I was like, but it was vampires not in a Vampire Diaries way, vampires in the True Blood way.
Not Nosferatu way.
No, in the True Blood way. And then the girls that get it get what I'm talking about when I say that. When I say Vampire Diaries, I'm like, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Perfectly written vampires. When I say the True Blood way, it's like, it's not bad. It's just like, it's kind of like only about the sex, which is like, yes, that's part of it, but also like, the creatures are, they're so like vapid and superficial, it feels, because they, you know what I'm saying? It's mm-hmm. mostly about the sex. And I don't know if you're a True Blood fan. Relax. Calm down. Have I watched True Blood? No.
I've heard it's wonderful.
I've watched a lot of clips of it though on TikTok. I've gotten that. And actually that's not true. I've watched quite a few episodes of it because one of my friends used to like the show, but it's just different. If you know, you know. It's not bad. It's just different. Depends on your preference.
That's isn't that Pennywise's brother? They're Skarsgårds.
I don't know if there's a Skarsgård in that show.
He's like the main guy. Isn't it Alexander Skarsgård?
If it is, that's crazy.
And
I don't know.
He was in Big Little Lies. I'm almost positive.
You're probably right. Yeah. There was a big white guy, and then there's like a dude who's like the werewolf guy.
I believe you.
And then she has like lots of sex with both of them. But yeah, it's kind of like in that way. That's why I was like, that book was like, it's not bad. It just wasn't, it wasn't what I hoped.
Sure.
So I was kind of like, eh, mid. So mid.
This one's from
when your vampire book's mid.
This one's from Hallie. She said, the lesbian nails are common on the streets again. I don't know what that means, but okay.
I don't know what that means, and it better not be true. That's me warning you. That better not be true, because you don't be doing that shit.
Do you think they mean the two short ones?
I'm assuming that's what lesbian nails are. If straight people are getting those, don't do that. Why are you doing that?
I've seen girls that'll get like the, like their thumb and their pointer finger short, because they're piercers, so they have to pick up earrings and stuff.
Yeah, I'm saying if you're specifically copying lesbian formations because you just like what it looks like, I think that's weird.
Did you see the video of the guy that had the ring and it was of two girls scissoring?
Yes. Someone had tagged me in it and I was like, I don't know what this means. Like when they wrote it in a comment, I was like, what the fuck does this mean? And then I saw a meme about it.
That's how you usually learn things.
That is true. About things that like are like so internet specific, like that it was someone saying like the meme said, it's guys like this that make me feel like the death penalty is okay. Like it's like we should keep it on the table was like the joke. We should always keep the death penalty on the table because of men like this. It was something like that. And like I don't even know the context of it other than it's just a straight man who has that inappropriate sapphic ring.
That's it. And he wouldn't tell people where he bought it.
Why?
Because he's gatekeeping it, even though it's lesbian culture.
Well, you're just like,
it's the same as the white guy that said, I feel like my outfit's giving Marsha P. Johnson. It's the same thing. Because what are we saying?
Well, also like, you're literally a fucking gooner, dude. No. You're a fucking like, you're
a freaky weirdo.
You're a pervert. Like, you're disgusting and weird. Like, and I mean that literally. Like, you're fucking gross. Like, why are you buying shit like that? Why are you buying shit like that, amplifying it like that, and then gatekeeping it at the same, like,
right, who,
like shit, like men do shit like that, and then they want to whine to me about how fucking mean I am. Look how you fucking act.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because we're about to finish right now and you need to decenter men. if anyone needs to decenter men, it's you.
Yeah, I can't stop talking about them, which means I'm so male-centered.
I know.
I'm literally talking shit on them. I'm telling them to go suck my fucking dick. And then people are like, I guess that means you're male-centered. Listen to me. Don't ever bring some bullshit-ass comment like that to me again. Because talking about how fucking oppressive and awful they are is not the same thing as being male-centered, which I explained. I'm like, being male-centered is everything in your life is anchored in the belief that men need to approve of it. Whether they need to be attracted to it, they need to find it appealing, they need to think it's awesome, cool, smart, whatever the fuck. You live your life by their validation and their approval. That's what being male-centered is.
Yes.
It's not talking shit on how fucking awful men are. And you know what's funny is someone said, I'm so removed from men that I hate them and they're still bothering me over here. Mm-hmm. Like, if you really believe I'm a misandrist, then why don't you leave me the fuck alone? Like, what part of that is so hard to understand? Like, I was just telling Dayson, the amount of pick-me's that are trying to ride my dick for clicks and views lately is getting out of hand.
It's pretty bad, yeah.
And I don't know what the fuck is going on. I don't know if it's this bullshit-ass... I mean, you know what? Maybe it's related to that bullshit-ass trad wife shit. It's all the fucking same. You guys are like...
Princess treatment.
Yeah, the princess treatment shit. It's all this... It's this huge fucking push to conservatism through women. Like, women are being specifically targeted through these fucking movements. This trad wife fucking bullshit. This princess treatment fucking bullshit. Like, all this shit that is centering men and their approval and encouraging and amplifying the idea that you need to be feminine. You need to be small. You need to be amenable, you need to be quiet, you need to whatever the fuck, right? Mm-hmm. This shit is pissing me the fuck off. I was just telling Dayson, like, this one girl got a fucking viral video off me. Congratulations, you're welcome. I wish I could challenge everybody to go viral without having to talk shit on me. Level impossible.
Yeah.
Slushy noobs. Level impossible. And it's like, I don't know, like, I was telling Dennis, the reason why it was pissing me the fuck off is because, like, it's a grift, first of all. Like, you're literally doing it to get a viral video, which I know because you're a fucking coward. Like, they never respond to me. Or if they do and they're just a conservative, their shit gets taken down because they can't help but be racist. And then they start getting shit taken down. So when they completely avoid me and don't address me, no matter how many times I directly address them, it's truly because they're just using my name to get clout. And that shit pisses me the fuck off, obviously. It's annoying. But, like, I just can never understand, like, the appeal to, like, oh, like, why don't we just be nice to them? Like, yeah. Like, it just seems like this, the, like, I, can I say, like, it seems like the stupidest fucking thing to ask me.
I agree.
Like, that just seems like the dumbest fucking thing you could possibly ask me is, should we be nice to men who are awful?
Yes.
No, we shouldn't.
I agree.
Like, why is it, like, can I ask you a question to all these fuck ass pick me's? Can I ask you a question? Why is it so controversial that I don't want to do what some random fucking dude tells me? Why does that seem controversial?
Anyone tells
That's
me.
My, like, fucking point.
I told you I posted my story today. A girl was telling me, you should be grateful to be from here. I'm like, okay, I don't know what to say to you.
And no, I don't have to be. Like, that's the thing, is like, where is this entitlement coming from? Yeah. Like, I find it insane that my platform is considered controversial because I don't want to do what the fuck you tell me to do. Some stranger on the fucking internet. Yeah. Don't call me that. No, I'm going to call you whatever the fuck I want. You're not allowed to call me ugly. Why? Because it's mean to who? Like, who the fuck are you? Is always my question. So I feel like that's like why this is so confusing to me. This like big like push towards like women specifically to like force them to be conservative or like trying to convince them that's the only way men are going to love them,
a
whatever.
Lot of the submissions that we got were saying like the trad wife stuff and then saying yeah. conservatism, am I saying that right? Mm-hmm. Amongst women and yeah. policing what we're wearing, that like puritanical bullshit they're saying about like the way we do our makeup
bro.
And our hair now.
Like,
stuff,
oh my God, like, and, stuff, yeah. and also like, remember when I was saying like, where are the whores? Mm-hmm. Like, where are the sluts? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I mean, amongst straight women, that when you talk about the gay queer community, like, they're fine. They're thriving. They're all doing great.
There's a lot of things
saying.
Going on, but
there's
yeah.
a lot of, I'm sure there's a lot of shit, similar shit going on, but I'm saying in terms of visibility.
Sure.
We're still seeing the whores. We're still seeing the sluts. We're still seeing fun. We're still seeing diverse. We're still seeing different, like, presentations of, like, fashion, style, makeup, hair. Like, constantly, right? Because they influence everything popular in the fucking world, obviously. But, like, I'm just, like, look at the stark contrast. Like, the cutdown I posted with Joe and Andrew when they came back for an all-star episode for the comment section, I talked about, like, talking to straight people. The amount of women in my fucking comments that are going, aren't you straight? Yeah.
Well, and those women treat gay people like clowns.
And that's what the fuck... And I'm like, and look how you act. I'm making fun of how straight people are fucking boring to talk to. And I'm straight, so I'm allowed to say that because I'm fucking straight. I'm allowed to fucking say that because who gives a fuck? Because it's true. Yeah. And look how you're acting in my comments. You're proving my point.
And
you're fucking boring.
In the same breath, they're going, Cooper, what color's the box?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Cooper, what are the notes?
Oh, Jesus Christ. And then I think to myself, like, you guys are so fucking uptight. Now I'm not allowed to make fun of you, even though I'm one of you. Like, and then someone wrote in the comment, this was the funniest comment I got on that one. They said, let me just list all the restaurants I've ever been to you for 45 minutes.
No, it's either that. Like,
and I was dying because I was like, that is what straight people do. Yeah. And it's hilarious. So
to relate to you specifically, they either talk about like bald guys, they fight at work for no fucking reason. Yeah. Or here's a reggae concert I went to recently.
Yeah. Like,
I've been to Hawaii before.
Oh my God, bro.
And then for me, it's like they have a friend whose cousin's a lesbian. It's like, what the fuck are we talking about?
I truly, like, let me just list all the restaurants I've been to for 45 minutes. That is so, and then when Joe said in the cutdown, he goes, I just can't talk about Survivor anymore. I laugh because I'm like, that's so true. And then Andrew's like, what am I going to do? Keep bringing up Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl performance? Like, it's June. Like, I can't keep bringing that up. It happened months ago. Because that's the only thing you know they watched.
Yeah.
But all he watched was
the
halftime
show.
Performance.
Yeah. Not even the game.
And he goes, it's late in the year. I can't keep referencing the big.
Who was even in the big game?
The Super Bowl.
Oh, the Eagles won.
Eagles, yeah. And the Chiefs.
The green sure. team won.
Yes. Go Birds. Anywho, I just like couldn't believe, like, my point being, like, that's the same girl. It's the same girl, like, that's moving towards this conservative pipeline. It also is. Do you see how, like, when you start sucking the color out of your life like that, you are not funny? Like, It's crazy how that works, huh? Like, you, when you suck the life out of something, it's like not funny anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are not funny. You have no sense of humor, no sense of like anything. You know what I mean? It's just so sad. I'm so sick of it. It's so boring.
Oh, enough. That's
enough. Enough of going to the gym.
Anyways, if you guys are male-centered, make sure you buy Drew's book because you'll love that.
You guys are so... Well, and also, like, I'm just a huge scammer. So my thing is...
Scam below.
Yeah, it's huge scammer alert. Population one. Me.
You. Mayor, you. Anyway, so make sure you buy Drew's book, the hard copy, the hardcover, and the paperback version. It'll be available on August 26th. But it's available for pre-order right now. I just looked at it, and I'm about to buy it after we're done filming.
Yes.
Make sure you buy that. Make sure you sign up for our Patreon so you can get extra content that we don't post anywhere else. It's super fun and cutie on there, if I do say so myself.
Yeah.
But other than that, we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.